Have you done something wrong, or a lot of somethings, and you think God has cut you off? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Even after you become a Christian, you're still not perfect, and sometimes you might go down the wrong road, even a long, long way down the wrong road. Now, if that's where you are, do you think God can't or won't forgive you and bring you back? Now, that's the question that the whole nation of Israel is asking in the book of Isaiah, which is the story we'll explore today in Forgiveness is Available by Morgan A. Mitchell. Isaiah spoke what later became Isaiah 57, verse 15, to the Israelites when they were held captive by the Babylonians. Before Isaiah spoke these words, God had warned the Israelites many times that he would not tolerate their lack of repentance and would punish them. But they continued to worship idols. So God fulfilled his word and allowed the king of Babylon to capture them. The Israelites probably felt like there was no hope for them while they were in captivity. After all, they had repeatedly ignored God's warnings. Surely there was no way God could forgive them now. But when they heard Isaiah's message of forgiveness from God, it would have squashed that thought process. God said to his people, this is Isaiah 57:15, "I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite." God acknowledges the people's sin and doesn't sugarcoat his wrath against that sin. But he also assures them that forgiveness and peace are available as well. That though he lives in heaven, he also dwells with those who are humble and contrite. The Israelites were not doomed to be cast out of God's presence forever. They were given a way to come back to him. This message isn't just for the Israelites. It's for us too. We all mess up and ignore God's warnings to run away from sin and repent. When we finally realize what we've been doing, we may wonder if there's any way we can have fellowship with God again. And the Bible shows us that yes, we absolutely can. Because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we can be forgiven for our sins. God loves us, and once we put our trust in Jesus, all our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. God sees our sinful ways, but he will guide us in the right path. He only asks that we repent and turn away from our sin and back toward him. Sin doesn't have to separate us from God forever. He extends forgiveness, grace, and healing. He promises to remove our sin and give us his righteousness. We don't need to live under the burden of sin anymore. We can walk in freedom with Jesus. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Have you ever felt like you could never be forgiven? That is a lie from the pit of hell. Satan loves to convince us that we are unforgivable, and it's easy to fall for his lies. But whenever we're tempted to believe the lies, Jesus wants us to talk to him about it. Do you have any favorite scriptures that remind you of the truth? Who in your life can remind you of Jesus' forgiveness? Now, you and I can read God's words in Isaiah 57:18. "I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel's mourners." Don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Psalm 103, verses 11 through 13, Isaiah 57, verses 14 through 21, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and I want to help you kick off this year with some encouragement. Just think about how many times do you pick up your phone or check your lock screen for notifications? Well, how about adding some encouragement to that with verse picks from Unlocked? Each quarter gets new custom artwork with the theme verse to remind you of God's love for you. Check them out and download them at unlocked.org/versepicks. You come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why God created desire and how Satan twisted it to tempt people away from God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.